Praise God. And I got to tell you this morning, praise God. If getting to heaven was not going through Jesus, can I tell y'all something today? It would be no need for us to be sitting in here today. Today is our mission Sunday. It wouldn't even be a need for a mission. Praise God, because all we do in here and all our mission does, praise God, is to point people to Jesus. There will be no reason, there will be no need for any outreach, praise God, if Jesus was not the way. But Jesus declared that I am the way, praise God, and he is the only way. But he didn't just say that I am the way, he said that I am the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the truth. Amen. He is the truth. He lived the truth. Praise God. He walked the truth. Praise God. He was the truth. He still is the truth. And he will be the truth. Praise God. Somebody said, how many of y'all have been looking at these religious stories and these religious doctors who got their PhDs and they are sitting down now talking about my God had an affair with Mary Magdalene. Praise God. That's the worst stuff. I thank God for a thing called a remote control, because when I'm going through the television and I stop and I see that mess, praise God, I don't you know that he must have had a click up, click, because he was the truth. Praise God. The Hebrew writer says, praise God, that but he was tempted at all points, just like you and I. But it says that he had no sin. Praise God. So that lets me know that he was the truth. Praise God. He is the truth. Praise God. And he will forever be the truth. You see, the truth is a valuable commodity in our world today, because we live in a time when men desperately needs a true standard, praise God, to live by. Oh yes, we have science. Oh yes, we have mathematics. Oh yes, we have music, and we have other disciplines, praise God, of the world. But these only offer a standard, praise God, that is not helpful for our moral and our spiritual growth. The only standard that we have that will help our moral and our spiritual growth is the truth that's in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You see, many people may teach the truth. Praise God. Not only one person, praise God, they may teach the truth, but that was only one person that I know who lived the truth. Praise God. And let me tell you something. And his name was Jesus. Jesus Christ is the communicator of the truth. He himself is the person, and his life, praise God, makes things perfectly clear through his life that he lived. Hallelujah. He was the one that said, praise God, I'll make you the head and not the tail. And let me tell you something, that's the truth. Praise God. He's the one that said that I will give you power, praise God, to overcome the things of this world. And those are the truth, praise God. And he lived the truth. And he was the embodiment of the truth. Praise God. He said in his word in John the 5th chapter and verse 24, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he...
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
Woo! Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you know God is good all the time? Yes, he is. Praise God. Well, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in again this morning on Telling of His Goodness broadcast with evangelist author Brenda Randall, telling about more goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Father, we thank you. We praise you for this broadcast. We thank you for what you're doing even now, God, in and through our lives. We thank you for the listeners everywhere. We praise you and we love you this morning. Oh, Father, we just thank you for being good all the time, telling of your goodness, Father. And we praise you and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Well, hallelujah. To God be the glory on this morning. I'm so glad and thankful to have an opportunity to be back on. Amen. The Lord is truly good all the time. And I will be doing a series that the Lord had laid on my heart for this month, which is Be Still and Know That I Am God. In the midst of, seems like this chaotic world or circumstances or situation we may be going through, yet God is saying, be still and know that I am God. From Psalms 46:1-11, I'll be sharing the next four Tuesdays, God willing. Be still and know that I am God. Our God is a refuge, our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. God began to deal with my heart when going through all of this in Jesus' name, that we can be still and know that he is God. So on this morning, I'm just going to do a little preview of the messages that we will be sharing the coming weeks, praise God, and that we will know no matter what we're going through, that we can make it. Through the help of the Lord, we can make it. Amen. So if you will continue tuning in and listening in to hear the conclusion of the matter for Psalms 46:10, the Lord tells us to be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Amen. So I'll be going into the message all the coming weeks. But this morning, I would just like to thank you so much for tuning in. And I love you. And the Lord is just moving by spirit in these days and times. No matter how it may look or seem, as I was reading the preface in my book, Telling of His Goodness, I begin to think back on the goodness of the Lord and all he's done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. Praise the Lord. And the Lord gave me the scripture, the Lord is our refuge and strength. He is our protection. He is our safety. Praise God. And we thank and praise him for it. He is our shelter. He's everything we need. And I'll be going over how he is our deliverer. He is our peace. No matter what we're going through, we can have that assurance that God is with us and that he will perfect that which concerning us. Amen. I would like to thank you all for tuning in, and I'd like to thank you for your reviews and comments and everything. And I praise God, for he is an awesome God. And I just ask that you call me 318-305-6965, or you can email me, inbox me on facebook.com/tellingofhisgoodness.com. Praise God. And I'll be glad and thankful to hear from you. I've been getting texts and calls, praise God, and I will be getting a P.O. box soon where you can write me with comments or reviews or whatever may concern you, that we can pray about it, have a prayer team, and the Lord is moving and answering prayers in these last and evil days. He is moving by his spirit, and we have to believe God for whatever we need in this life, for he can do anything but fail. Praise the Lord. Yeah, and my theme verses in the book is, I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. But God is on time. He is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. So I pray that you will tune in, listen in, and be prayerful and hear what the Lord is saying in these days and times. So much going on. When you're out of one thing, seems like something else. When you get news one way here, something else coming up. But he is giving us to be still and know that he is God. And being still don't mean we're just sitting around doing nothing. He wants us to pray and believe him for the answer. Amen. If we ever need a prayer, we need it in these days and times with so much coming up. So as you tune in and listen to the messages that I'll be bringing forth the next few weeks, also concerning Easter week, praise God, this is resurrection month, but every month is, how many of you know God? Christ is risen. He is alive and well, not based on circumstances, but he is God. The Lord of hosts is with us. So as you tune in the coming weeks, I just wanted to give a little preview this morning about what the messages will be the following week. God is our mighty fortress. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he is God. And he is our refuge. He is our strength. Praise the Lord. We love him on this morning. Now, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We love you. We give your name all the glory, all the honor, all the praise for what you're doing. Thank you for blessing your people everywhere. Thank you for the listeners, whatever need they may have, whether it be salvation, deliverance, or whatever it is, in the name of Jesus, that you answer, God, that you are blessed, God. Bless. And we thank you, we praise you for it, and we love you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Love you. God bless. Until next week, God willing, keep telling of his goodness. The Lord is good all the time. We love you. Jesus loves you more. Thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. Amen.